in Lancaster. Joining me now, two academics from Lancaster University who've been researching the impact and aftermath of the floods. Roger Kemp is a professor of engineering, and Dr. Nick Chappell is a hydrologist. Good morning.
Good morning.
So, hydrologist, you do things with water.
Absolutely. So,
see, I'm not as thick as I look.
So we do research and teaching at the university there.
Well, 12 months ago there was lots of water here.
Quite so, and obviously tremendous amounts of water in Cumbria and across Lancashire, and the record rainfall in parts of Cumbria recorded 341 millimetres in one of the rain gauges.
Can you really prepare for something like that?
You can't prevent things like that, but there are things you can do in terms of engineering which can mitigate the effects. But as the government has realised, there are things that you can do in the catchment to try and slow the flow that can help. They don't replace the engineering, but they can help. And these are very small-scale impacts, very localised impacts of adding trees, of adding small detention basins and so on throughout catchments. And we have a project with JBA Consulting at the moment, they're the lead, where we're looking at places within several catchments in Cumbria where we can add these sorts of features and try and quantify the impact that we're likely to see downstream in some of the towns where the problems arose.
And here in Lancaster, the problem was the Lune burst its banks. No one had seen anything like that here.
I think December's discharge in the Lune was 384% of the normal, and we achieved, which is a rather sad sort of statistic, the largest ever discharge of an English-only river.
You make it sound horrible saying that.
Well, I mean, academically it's quite interesting, but obviously the effects are devastating. So at Caton there was at the peak of the storm about 1,700 tons of water passing Caton, and it's obviously very difficult to respond to those sorts of size of event.
And Roger, you have a report here, Living Without Electricity, which for an awful lot of people in the Lancaster, Morecambe, Heysham, Carnforth area, they had to do that for the majority of the weekend. And it's quite difficult, isn't it?
Yeah, it came as a big shock to a lot of people that they thought, right, I lost electricity, I've lost light. What they didn't realise was they were also losing mobile phones, they were losing internet, they were losing Twitter, they were losing Snapchat, they were losing all the normal ways in which you communicate. And this was a big problem for people like primary school head teachers who wanted to get in touch with their parents, and they normally do it by text messaging. So what do you do? They ended up, in fact, putting big posters up on the outside of the school, written on pillowcases and so on in felt tip. But that's a pretty primitive way of going back into communicating.
So how did people cope?
Well, the university, which normally communicates with its students via the internet, went round banging on doors in the halls of residence and the colleges. It was quite a different experience going back to the sort of things that one did almost before the days of electricity. And I think it came as a big shock to the various people who came up here from government offices in London to the workshop we held in March, where they found it a bit staggering quite how many different services actually rely on electricity.
So the workshop that you held, was it to look at what you would do if this would somehow happen again?
Yes, it was partly to let people, let businesses, let groups in Lancaster explain what had happened. So we had people from care homes, we had people from a homeless shelter, we had supermarkets, we had doctors, hospitals, everybody came together, gave us their experience, and a lot of the civil servants from London learnt from this, and I think they found this really relevant, and they've actually changed quite a lot of policies and are in process of thinking not just from now on everything's going to be on the internet, but what do we do when there isn't an internet? And that's a pretty significant step.
People say that, well, the floods up in Carlisle, it was a once in a lifetime. That's now happened, is it twice or three times up there? Could what happened here 12 months ago happen again?
Well, we are in a wet a few decades. We had similar sorts of wet periods at the end of the 18th century, So we are in a period where there's a likelihood of larger storms, even without the aspects of climate change. So it's unlikely that we have things of the magnitude that we saw last year, but the likelihood is that we will get flooding again.
Oh dear. Dr. Nick Chappell and Roger Kemp, thank you very much for joining us in my little gazebo.
Sorry?
Thank you for joining us in my little tent this morning.
Thank you very much.
Wonderful. Really interesting that, because, you know, for an entire weekend, it came back on a